Former New Mexico Governor Bruce King once opposed a bill because he said he feared it would open a whole box of Pandoras. An odd rhetorical twist, but it would be helpful if today's ego-bloated high-tech billionaires and corporate profiteers had a bit of Bruce's self-restraint, rather than thinking their money equals genius. For example, such doofuses are presently pushing convoluted schemes to solve our globe's technology-caused climate crisis with, what else, technology. Their latest box of Pandoras includes a grandiose plan to geoengineer carbon dioxide, the destructive gas spewed into our air by the production and use of fossil fuels. The geniuses say they have the techno know-how to suck up that bad gas and pump it a mile deep into the earth. See? Problem gone. All they need, they say, is for taxpayers to put up trillions of dollars. Who's behind this hustle? Oil giants. Yes, the same prevaricating snake oil salesmen who cause most of the suffocating CO2 pollution that's rapidly cooking our planet. Such petro-peddlers as Occidental Petroleum are now trying to rebrand themselves as, quote, carbon management experts, asking us to trust them to re-engineer our atmosphere. But their magical vacuum cleaner in the sky won't remove even 1% of the new carbon emissions released every year. Worse, Occidental says it will keep much of the CO2 it vacuums up, using the gas to force more oil out of the ground, thus creating more global warming. Occidental CEO says geoengineering, quote, gives our industry a license to continue to operate for 60, 70, 80 years. This is Jim Hightower saying, razzle-dazzle technology is not a climate solution. It's a business-as-usual lie told by profiteers desperate to keep burning fossil fuels and our globe. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.